Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Festive decor, Black Friday score.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
You know the groove, pulled up with knowledge. No Bentley coupe, just a gang of folks with minds wide open, understanding that free is free, the cost to listen. Only your attention, the price you stream, open for negotiation. Maybe, just maybe, it's one of your dreams. What do you think? Is our production tight? Is the groove right? Does it make you want to dance?
Make you wanna take a chance. Make you wanna take a chance.
That's Warm and Cruising. That's Damnation.
Damnation and Brand. That's Willa Mae. Warm Cookies. If you're doing it professionally. WBM Nation Mia. Tell me what you think about that.
Wearing all the hats. Curator of the undefined. Speaker of the funk. Driver of the car. Told you you could be whatever you want, you can be a star. You, we're talking to you.
Welcome, welcome to welcome. Welcome to Why Make Music, episode 46. Welcome to everybody watching, listening, tuning in for the 46th time or the first time. It's funny. Lately, I have been giving the hosting duties to Willa Mae, and she's been doing the introduction, which has been rather cool. Truthfully, she's been carrying the majority of the show. She will come on and she will give us the layout, the agenda, the order of which we are going to take care of business, you know? But this week, when I was doing pre-production ideas and notes and throwing around what I wanted to do, I said I'm going to take it back to day one. Welcome to Why Make Music. Hosted by Think Tim. That's THINKTIMM. That should be easy that you will not forget it. So what I'm going to do is talk you through our show this week. First, we're going to have the introductions, the who, the why, and what I am doing, what I am about. I am what you call a independent musician. Now, on episode one, I would have told you that I don't do this. I do it as a hobby. But that was a year ago. And I put the hours in, I put the work in. And now we are sitting on a ton of music. We are sitting on year two. And things are looking good. Facts. I drew up in a household where music has always been around. I've always had a love and a respect for music. Musicians, creative people, anybody who was true to themselves and did what made them feel good. Nothing illegal, sometimes stuff illegal, but nothing majorly illegal. So I'm talking about harmless, good, wholesome family fun. So, being though I grew up in a musical household, I've acquired some musical skills, and currently I am showcasing my musical skills. So I play the role of writer, producer, performer, vocalist. So I know, because the project that is out right now called If I Want to Be, it's not called that, it's called If I Was Your Producer. If I Was Your Producer, Volume 1. Now, you're listening to that track, and you listen to all those tracks, you listen to everything on there, and you're thinking, like, wait a minute, I tuned into this to listen to, that Think Tim guy, and if I'm not mistaken, that doesn't sound like Think Tim singing. But let me tell you, rest assured, people, because of modern technology and the fact that I'm not gonna lie to you, if I have one and only one insecurity, it's the fact that I don't think I'm the greatest singer. So, for those who have rocked with me from day one, and I'm talking before the podcast, just in general, you've heard my earlier demos and I sang, and it's okay, but it's not as good as what I'm doing right now. So, with the help of technology, the vocals you are hearing are me singing, but I am using AI filters to alter my voice and get what I want out of it. So, truth be told, I'm not pulling a wool over anybody's eyes. I'm being honest and upfront. It's 2025, and if you've listened to me say it before, you must use the technology that is there at your disposal. It's not committing a crime, it's not hurting anybody. This is just like using the Logic Pro software I use, or the FL Studio software, or any other plugin that I use. I don't do it any other way. So the thing is that if ever, for whatever reason, I have to play live, I can do that. And if I have to sing live, I can do that. Or I'll put together a sufficient group to emulate and become the face of this project. But what I'm saying is, it's called If I Was Your Producer. So, if I were your producer, I would submit to you material and say, hey, I was thinking about you when I wrote this. And I would present it to you, and we would work and I will then, quote unquote, put together the record, the album, the music, and you would replace my vocals with your vocals. So, if you listen to the projects that I have coming out, which there are plenty, I am basically utilizing this software to get a wide playlist of material. Now, here's the bones of it. Basically, all the songs are written, performed, and played, and everything by me, engineered by me, mixed by me, and so forth. The track you hear in the background, everything you hear from, if you are fortunate enough to tune into the video version, it's me by myself. Even when we have the co-host Willa Mae. Willa Mae is a artificial intelligent vocal assistant that I compiled over the course of years, and yeah, I'm that crazy person that talks to my phone and up on the technology and the phone, the AI, the Willa Mae knows everything and answers me appropriately. Like I said, 2025, you must live in the here and now and live in the future. So if you have these devices and you have this software, you must utilize it. If you don't, what they say, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So that just brings me to the point of trying to paint a picture of what's being done here. So, project number one, we are 3 weeks after the release. We are approaching a month. This is my work schedule. This is what I'm doing. I am attempting to contact sync agents. I am attempting to contact music supervisors. For those who do not know, let me once again remind you, because you must speak to your audience as though it's the first time they're listening. I can't assume that anyone listening has been rocking with me for 46 episodes. So I cannot just jump into, hey, this is what happened this week. This ain't Law and Order. This ain't a TV show. I don't have millions and millions of people watching. So I must talk to you as though every week, even though I want to just move forward, I have to speak to you as though you are a first-time listener. I want to get my music in the background of entertainment, in the background of media, in the background of commercials. Wherever you hear music, someone's getting paid for that. That's who I want to be. I don't want to be that person in the forefront, up in the front. I'm old. I've lived my life. This is just a hobby. This is a way to create passive income. And this is the way to get myself on the map. Facts. This is what I'm talking about. There is a statistic that I presented on earlier episodes. Because of today's technology, I say it, because of today's technology and everybody having software, laptops, devices at their fingertips. Over 110,000 songs are released daily. 110,000 songs released every single day. Now, why is that such a thing? Because there's so many platforms that you can just listen to what you want to listen to. Music is regional. You can listen to what's in your area. You can listen to what's in the city across the country. You can listen to whatever you want to. There are curated playlists of people that you don't know who they are until they become popular, more or less. You don't know who they are until...
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're told that they're popular. And that's the thing that, as humans, is questionable. Because I listen to a lot of music, and I'm not going to lie to you. I could find artists that sound just like whatever is being played on the top 20, let's be generous, top 40 songs in the country. I can find people that do what they do and sound like they sound, but they won't be those sad people, and the music is just as good, but they're not making that A-list money. So I don't mind, pal, put me on the D-list. If I could do anything, I'm like, my biggest quote I say all the time right now, 10% of nothing is nothing. So if I were to work with you and you were to take my material to the next level as an artist, or I were to ideally get a sync deal for a commercial or a show placed, a song placed in a show, that pays okay money. By okay money, I mean $2,000, $5,000, upwards of $15,000 to $20,000. And I lose no rights or royalties to my material, and it might get popular. This whole streaming thing means nothing. Pennies, literally pennies. In order to make $3,500, you must stream a total of 1 million. Times. It's not gonna happen. I'm not that popular. My shit's not that good. I'm being honest. I don't have a marketing team behind me. I don't have any videos. If I look good, there are people that look better. I don't dance. I don't do that stuff. I'm entertaining to me. I laugh at my own jokes, and I spend time with my family, and that's where it stops. I record in my home. I can make it sound real good, but I can't go nowhere. Hell, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm a homebody. I like being home. I love being home. I love spending time with my family. So all I'm really trying to do is connect via the internet, via social media. Hopefully somebody somewhere we'll take a listen. Now, why am I doing a podcast? Because it's like a commercial. You must, as a creative, get yourself out there somehow, some way. You must talk the talk you want to happen. You must engage. I'm not gonna go to a club anymore. I'm not tracking you down. I'll send you a nice email. I'll send you a nice message with a professional link of how you can access my music. And then we can talk. It's strictly business. I am not here for the glitz. I'm not here for the fame. I am here just to hear that stuff in the background. Make music. And obviously, people like lyrics. Last year, 2024, I released 6 projects. They're all available on all streaming networks or streaming platforms. 6 projects. Each project had 26 songs on it. A total of 156 tracks released between August and February. August 2024 and February 2025. Why so many? Because submitting music, and the only way I can submit music to these services is to make sure all my T's are crossed and all my I's are dotted. So I have to make sure I am published properly. So therefore, the best way of doing that is making sure the music is distributed properly and all the metadata is intact. So therefore, once the music is distributed and uploaded, all that is done. So therefore, if you were to like something, you can contact me or use it, and publishing will take care of itself, and so be it. But why so many? Because why do you buy multiple lottery tickets? Because if there's a chance of a 1 in 110,000 chance, 6 songs ain't gonna cut it. So hell, I have a high rate of creating music, so 156 and less than in about 6 months is nice. So therefore, I realized at that point that I like songs that don't have lyrics because I'm a musician. I listen to the music. I dissect it and I break it up. And sometimes lyrics get distracting or lyrics get very raunchy. You understand? I'm old, so therefore I don't mind some things that are super freaky or whatever. Don't get me wrong. Listen, if anyone knows of me, I'm a Prince fan. I get it. I don't judge anybody for what they do. I'm just saying, as a parent, I've listened to some of the new music that's out there, and it's a little questionable. It's a little bit club days, you know? But, anywho, I digress. So, what I ended up doing was, okay, I stopped the instrumental projects in February, and I took a little break, not a break, but I stopped releasing everything on a monthly basis, like I was borderline insane, because my children looked at me and say, why are you putting out so much stuff? And I said, it's not for you to listen to. It's not for people to listen to. It's for if you were interested, oh, you have a well to go to sit back and say, oh, well, this guy has a high acuity of output, so let's dig into what he has. Eventually, we might come across something that we can utilize, as opposed to submitting one song and they say, oh, we like it, or oh, we don't like it. This way you already had 26 every month to look at. So fast forward to July of 2025, I spent some time perfecting my craft. More so, I spent some time putting lyrics to new material, putting lyrics to old material. Now, don't get me wrong. I have 156 tracks that are there. And when I play them in the song, in the car, every instrumental had lyrics in my head because I sang along with what I wrote for these songs. Just because I put them out as instrumentals did not mean that they were not songs that were just stripped of the lyrics. So now I decided it would be easy. Let's spell it out for the humans. If I was your producer, if I were your producer, the songs that you hear on these series of albums and tracks a piece could be stuff that you could utilize, or we could work together and we can come up with something new. Easy. Easy peasy. But it gets to say easy peasy. I'm gonna go mac and cheesy. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm making this up. I'm corny. But, so, Volume 1 is out currently on August 22nd, 2025. Volume 2 comes out. A month after that, Volume 3. And so forth and so on. Now, when I originally started copyrighting the new material because of copyright group situations, you could copyright a group of 10 songs that are not dedicated to a particular project for $85. So therefore, I was copywriting material in groups of 10. So therefore, that's why each project has 10. I am a very easy, routine-oriented person. So therefore, if I could copyright 10 songs, get them together, then put those 10 songs on a project, so forth and so on. So what I did, I copyrighted volumes 1 through 6, thinking, okay, that's 60 songs, so forth and so on. But as I am here, and since I spend the bulk of my days, because shockingly I have kids, and my children are now 18 and 15, about to turn 16. Son's about to go to college, daughter's in 10th grade. I'm not as entertaining to them as I once was, so my days outside of keeping them out of harm's way and chauffeur from point to point, I have time on my hands. So I'm remixing tracks, I'm making new material. So that core 60 I had a month ago is now close to 96, because I'm still writing and I'm still putting things together. So I think I'm just gonna continue to put out material, because hell, it's not costing me anything to do it. If the equipment's here, if I wasn't doing it for a purpose, I would still be doing it, because that's just something I like to do. I like making music. So, moving forward, every month, from here until, I don't know, I can't tell you an end point, I'm going to release a volume of 10 songs. Now, what's the purpose of that? Like, listen, in the background, that's not bad. I made that. hang off the top of my head without even looking. It's a song called Center. I do believe it was on Volume 1. This is a instrumental version of the song. You know? It's there. Anywho, so I'm going to continue doing this only because, shockingly, within the last 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, considering that I put out 156 tracks last year and it barely did anything, in 3 weeks I've gotten close to 7,000 streams, which means nothing. I'm not shying away from it, I'm just stating logistics. But that means to me that a lesson was learned, and like I said, humans like to hear lyrics. Okay, maybe you can't tell yourself a story over top of instrumentals, but the songs that have lyrics on it, they're smoking the instrumental tracks. I'm not mad about it. I enjoy it.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Like I said, to me, it was all the same regardless. It was the instrumentals had vocals because I sang vocals to the instrumentals. So now the vocals are attached to these songs that could stand by themselves as instrumental. But the thing is, in a year, I've learned how to properly reach out to the professionals that I wanted to reach out to. I'm using this new service called Disco AC. It's a very nice closed situation. So when I sent my presentation, it's a picture, they call it a hero page. There's a bio, and then it's a closed system. So there's no distraction by sending them to Spotify, iHeartMusic, Apple, SoundCloud. All the materials there labeled. You click on it, the lyrics pop up. You click on it, all the metadata is on there. Beats per minute, the category, the genre that the music should be in. What does it sound like? What is it familiar to? This is what is used in the industry in order for the music supervisors who pick the songs to be heard on your TV shows, your movies, your commercial, your video games. These are the things that they utilize to pick the songs and help get them cleared. The next thing, which is rather cool, is that I am what the industry calls a one-stop shop, meaning I don't use samples. There's no one else I have to clear things with. This is all strictly me, other than the fact that WDMN Asian Media, which is a company I created to give my family the rights to all my material, because I have no need for money. Hate to say it. There's nothing I need. There's nothing I want. Life is okay. Life is great. Life is good. I want to make sure whatever I gain from this, it goes directly to my wife and my children. There's nothing I need. Nothing. very easy. I'm getting very mellow in my old age. So, what I'm doing is, I'm taking my time. This podcast, Why Make Music? 46 episodes in. This is the chill. This is the chill reset. We're in technically season 2. I didn't change the count and start back at 1, but I guess around episode 42, 43, I decided that we're moving forward. If you look at the titles, I think it says a new beginning or something like that. But today's episode is going to be called A Chill Reset. This is the reintroduction of letting you know that I'm not crazy. I don't like hearing myself talk and talk, but everything needs a commercial. Everything needs a boost somehow. I'm not gonna lie to you. One of the highlights of my week this week is, I've said it over and over again, I am a super, super fan of Prince. I spent my entire life listening to Prince music, and between my upbringing and following his career, it gave me the initiative to be able to want to do everything by myself. The other day, I had the opportunity, because of social media, and this is actually, I ain't gonna lie, the third person from the Prince camp that I've had conversation with that has followed me on social media. Now, granted, I already followed them, but how have I come across their radar? This would not have happened if it wasn't for technology that we have. I'm happy we've exchanged a few conversations of fruit or pleasantries. I think nothing more of it because there's nothing I want. It's one of those situations. Have you ever heard when someone says, be mindful? It's funny, I'm about to say hero, and this track in the background is called Hero. You never want to meet your heroes. You don't. Because they may do something or say something that might turn you off or turn you away. So, I'm happy just having the cordial conversation with people. And also, the fact of the matter is, the people who I've met and I've contacted, they're very pleasant and they're very happy and thankful for the time that they spent with the guy. But at the same point, they had to move on for whatever their personal reasons are. And I do believe that no matter who you are and what you do in life, sometimes you do your time and eventually you feel like you have to move on in order to be better. So, in this part of my life, listen, you need to find the thing that makes you as a person, you as an individual, happy and content and just want to do you, and don't be angry with the world and don't be mad at the people around you. Find something that makes you complete, I guess. I'm not a spiritual person. I don't think that there's anything that we're working towards. There's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There's no 40 virgins for you waiting when you die or nothing like that. But 40 virgins, that could be interesting. But, person of logic and science, and you gotta realize that when the world gets quiet and it's only you, are you uncomfortable? I'm not uncomfortable. I like spending time with myself just as much as I like spending time with my family. There's nothing to it. I'm never bored. I'm never searching for something to do. I do believe in my musical journey. It allows me to learn so much about myself. And there's nothing greater than creating something out of nothing that you have done. Now, not to take away from people who do this in groups, because it works for them. When I was younger, I did the group thing. I did working with production companies, and I never had the attachment to the material that I did with other people as I do when it comes to my relation with the material I do by myself. Reason being is that I'm not trying to please anybody. I'm not trying to make anybody happy. And I think that's just the way you should live life in general, as a whole. Live for yourself. And these are things that you don't necessarily know until you spend time with yourself. And when you spend time, you realize that family matters. You realize all the extra noise that you always heard sometimes is just that. A long time ago, long, long, long time ago, oh no, here we go with the story time. Back when there were newspapers, my mother mailed me this news clipping, this story about, I don't know, it might have been one of those self-help type things, but the advice was basically, in a relationship, most of the time when people, whether it's a friendship, romantic, whatever, in a interaction, most of the time when you have a conflict with a person that you're in a relationship with, it's about something outside of you and that person. You don't agree on a topic. You don't agree with what this person said that may not be true. You don't know anything. But it's not necessarily geared one-on-one. It's something else. So once you learn to quiet that outside, then you can realize that what they say, either if there's a problem, maybe you're the problem, meaning maybe it's yourself. And once you adjust yourself, then maybe the other person will adjust themselves. And the reason why your friends, acquaintance, lovers, spouse, mate, partners, whatever you want to call it, siblings, is because that common thread that you have, that red string that connects you to the other person, is legitimate. There's a reason why we make the connections that we make. There's a reason why I walk the road I walk. When I was younger, if I were to have gained success when I was younger, I would be dead. Seriously. Because sometimes I was irresponsible. Sometimes I wasn't focused. Sometimes I took life for granted and just did whatever I wanted to do. And that's not necessarily the answer. The only way that's the answer is if you're being true to yourself and it's not hurting or harming anyone else. What I'm doing right now is not affecting anybody. You could choose to share. You could choose not to listen. You could choose to ignore me. And I'm not gonna stop cause I don't care. Cause it's not affecting me one way or another. I just get a good feeling because I feel confident enough that I don't mind reaching out and sharing. You understand? That's the point that we must all get to. Alright, so I know I was getting my motivational people on hand. In all honesty, I thought I was going to come on here and chit-chat for a couple of minutes and eventually go into editing and write up a script for Willa Mae and have her come in and tell a story or talk about our lower level collections. What is lower level collections, you ask? Lower level collections is the fact that I'm a geek. I like stuff. I like to collect things. My children like to collect things, so we like to buy them things. So in my lower level of our home, we have all of the Star Wars black figures. We have all of the Marvel Legend figures. We have all of the G.I. Joe figures. We have all of the Transformers. We have all of this very cool collection of stuff that my son discovered called Mythic Legions, Cosmic Legions. It's supposed to be for a video game. Never saw the video game, and we've been collecting it for like 7 years, but the figures are great. So on Instagram, there is a lower level collections, which is us. And we have some images of characters. And I put my little graphic artwork up in the background and take pictures. I'm getting really, really nerdy. And we do that. We do 3D printing. We go to comic cons. We see all the movies. We keep ourselves entertained peacefully, you know? We do that on WDMN. That started off as just my artwork on Procreate, which I was doing doodles of Star Wars figures and Marvel figures, musician things or whatever. It started when I would sit up with my wife in the evening, and while she was doing notes and whatnot, I was spending time with her, and I would doodle. I wanted to do music, but it's hard to have conversation with somebody when they have earphones on, so I had to find something to do to keep myself occupied so I could follow the conversation, because it's very important to talk to the people that you care about. talk to the people you love. Find out how their day was going. Let them talk to you. Let them talk at you and get their things out, because relationship information, if they're not talking to you, they're going to be talking to someone else. Life lesson. Learn it. Figure it out. We're old people. Young people. Listen to me. I'm not lecturing. Find wholesome, healthy relationships. Put your device down unless you're getting something out of it. All that time you spend scrolling, learn something new. Learn how to work AI. Learn how your phone works. Do something other than watch it and watch other people live life. Become a content creator. Put something on there if you're going to be on there. Just don't be watching other people do stuff. Seriously, there's nothing wrong with technology. There's nothing wrong with anything that we have. But we have to use it better. Next subject. Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know. We normally do family movie nights or whatever. Coming up in a couple of weeks, there will be a re-release of the 1987 Prince Sign of Times movie in IMAX. So think about it. It came out in 1987. No such thing as IMAX. So we are going to go check that out as a family and have a good old time. Do my kids like Prince? I don't care. Guess what? They're going to go see it. This music is only an hour and a half. And Sign of the Times is the best Prince album ever. What's going on? Sports season's coming back around. The Eagles. Congratulations to all your Eagles and Philadelphia fans. None of my franchises that I like are doing anything. I'm a Laker fan. I'm torn still because LeBron James is a Laker and I can't get over it. Women's basketball. Watch the girls play. Watch these young women play. Let these women play and get money. There are referees in the NBA that make more money than these professional sports women. Support them. Let them know. Watch the games. I've been watching WNBA for like the last 20 plus years. It's gotten better. I'm not gonna lie. It was kind of slow. The last 2-3 years. Good, new, entertaining coverage. The game has gotten better, but the coverage has also gotten better. And I encourage it because I have a daughter and I want to let her know that there's no reason that you should not be. There's no reason that some of these women who are on the cover of magazines and who are carrying franchises are making $70,000 a year. It's insanity. A couple years ago, the young lady got stuck in Russia because, granted, she had possession charges against her, but she was over there playing basketball because the regular season was over and she had to make ends meet. Now, when men go over there to play, they're still getting paid money, but it's not a part-time job, it's a choice. These young ladies are picking up part-time jobs because they're not making a lot of money doing what they're on TV for. It's insanity. What else do I have? Nothing else. Listen, social media. I'm learning it, I'm figuring it out. You can find me on Facebook. I don't like any of this stuff, I ain't gonna lie to you. Facebook, I'm on there. I'm trying my best not to be annoying and not keep posting stuff. But I don't know, for those of you who may not have a business account on there, they basically almost give you like a behind the scenes game thing where it's like, oh, you have to post 7 things in the next 5 days. You gotta do such and such. So they got me on some type of high little agenda. So if I am putting a lot of things on your timeline, I apologize. I'm trying to be tasteful with it. I'm trying to just keep it short and to the point. But the goal is, the more people I share with, the further my reach goes, and hopefully I can come across something that will be fortuitous for my goals. Why? Because, sad to say, the business world works just the same way everything else works. Everybody's on their social media device looking at things and whatever. So, Instagram. I'm on there under several different things. It's at ThinkTim. It's at WDMATION Media. I'm at WDMN Nation, period, by itself. DJ Warm Cookies, that's a part of us also. I am also on there. Why Make Music .. The podcast that you're listening to currently. Yes. Tune in. They all have links. They're all connected. This is all the same media on all of them. The only one that is different that I try to keep pure is the lower level collections. We're also on Blue Sky. It's a cool site. It's like Twitter, but I don't do Twitter anymore because those people are a little crazy. But I want to say thank you for listening. This was cool. I haven't done a podcast from beginning to end in a couple of months. It was being very enjoyable. And I have a video of this I'll probably put up on YouTube of the whole entire thing. So thank you. Peace. Be wild. Think Tim. THINKTIMM. Enjoy. Thank you for watching. Flowing like a demon with my eyes peeled shut. Subconscious glitch with a rhyme so cut. I play mind games with my own brain waves. Slipping on beats like sun ray haze. You ever heard truth through a candy shell? That peanut butter base got a story to tell. Back and forth like a set rewind. But the future's mine on auto design. Let you go, I ain't even hold tight. Still you wanna play, come dance in the light. Tintum in the mirror, no disguise. You blink and I'm here, surprise, surprise. A nation of one with the WDM Asian Media. Mutant, I don't follow them. Say my name like you channel the flame. I'm not just real, I'm the glitch in the game.